We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter where we will learn how to compare and order fractions. In case of like fractions, the denominators will be same, so we need to arrange only the numerators in required order. Go to example C in your worksheet. We have fractions 3 upon 6, 5 upon 6, 4 upon 6 and 2 upon 6 to be arranged in descending order. So the fractions in the correct order will be 5 upon 6, 4 upon 6, 3 upon 6 and 2 upon 6. Next, comparing unlike fractions, fractions with same numerator. If you take example D from your worksheet, we have fractions 3 upon 9, 3 upon 4, 3 upon 7 and 3 upon 5 to be arranged in descending order. Now, these are unlike fractions with same numerator. So, the greater the denominator, the smaller the fraction. Therefore, the fractions in descending order will be 3 upon 4, 3 upon 5, 3 upon 7 and 3 upon 9. Let us now understand comparing unlike fractions with different numerators. Go to example 7 on page number 64 of your textbook. The two unlike fractions are 7 upon 8 and 9 upon 10. Here, we shall first find out the LCM or the lowest common multiple of 8 and 10, which is 40, and then multiply the denominators with such numbers so that the denominators of both the fractions become the same. So, here the fraction 7 upon 8, both numerator and denominator have been multiplied by 5 to get 35 upon 40. And the fraction 9 upon 10, both numerator and denominator have been multiplied by 4 to get 36 upon 40, 40 being the common denominator. Thus, they are now like fractions. Since 36 is greater than 35, therefore the fraction 9 upon 10 is larger than 7 upon 8. Next, we have a very simple method to compare fractions. Go to example E3 in your worksheet. The fractions 3 upon 5 and 2 upon 9 have to be compared. So if you cross multiply 3 and 9, you get 27 on your left. And when you cross multiply 5 and 2, you get 10 on your right. Since 27 is greater than 10, the fraction 3 upon 5, which is on your left, becomes the greater fraction.